Wake up, everybody. Welcome into Redacted. These globalists are trying to push us into World War III. They're probably already here, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
Welcome into the show. We try to cover the news the mainstream media largely ignores. Now the mainstream media seems to be coming around to this idea of World War III over the past 48 hours. Number of publications are now saying, oh, now this is Trump's World War III to lose. You can see how they're building this up. Literally trying to push this now on President Trump's lap with 58 days before he assumes office. And overnight, Vladimir Putin launched the first advanced weapon system that he's ever used in this war that we've never seen before. And so people are scrambling. Experts are like, we don't know how this thing actually works. Is it being used on six axles? Is it being used and transported on a truck? We don't know. But it was absolutely devastating, and NATO couldn't stop it. So we're going to dive deep into this morning.
We're also going to talk about MSNBC losing its parent company. That's right. Comcast has decided they ain't worth it, Holmes. They are not worth it. Losing money, losing viewers, they pretty much suck. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Jaguar's fallout because they have this new woke ad everybody hates, and it's losing them stock. This is their Bud Light moment.
Poland is also in Putin's crosshairs, and Russia basically saying, hey, Poland is next. They've got a new, brand new NATO base in Poland. We're going to be joined by Mike Krupa from Warsaw today to talk about that. Also, a massive migrant caravan is currently heading up from Mexico into the United States. They're trying to get into the United States before President Trump shuts down the border. J.G. Carroll is going to join us. He just got back, actually, from Congress. He testified in front of the House of Representatives. And we're going to ask him how that all went. Were they open to his suggestions? So we'll talk about all of that and more. Let us know where you're joining us from today. Please get in your super chats as well. We'll read your super chats and Rumble rants here at the end of the show. But man, a lot of moving pieces today on the show. So thank you guys.
And we should also point out next week is Thanksgiving here in the United States. And so we will be off for the week. We will have content for you. Most of our keen viewers point out that when we go on vacation or when we are off, terrible things happen. We were off October 7th.
Yeah.
We were off, let's see, when Kamala Harris cooed Joe Biden. We were, so hold on to your butts, as I like to say.
Maybe.
Quote from Jurassic Park. We'll see what happens. We'll be back, though.
Maybe if you can find your closest, like, fallout shelter, maybe just have your Thanksgiving there because who knows what we're doing.
Right.
We'll have cameras with us, and we'll be watching very closely things that are happening, and we'll have coverage for you here on this show. So don't worry about that if something does happen.
We're talking just about the live show.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we will see you after the holiday. Hopefully we're all here. If we're all dead, don't wake me up.
And please subscribe to the channel. So, all right, let's get into it. Well, Russia just sent a message to President Biden. Back the F off right now, or we will send the same missiles into Europe and the United States. Is anyone listening right now? Or they're just basically playing with fire, playing with death is what they're doing. So what exactly happened? Well, early this morning, this happened. Russia, for the first time in world history, launched their new hypersonic ballistic missiles called the Oreshnik missile. And it is absolutely devastating what you're seeing here. They could not stop it. Notice there is no air defense fire coming in to try to stop this. NATO couldn't stop it at all. The speed with which these things traveled was remarkable. And these things were outfitted with non-nuclear warheads, using hypersonic warheads. So in other words, this was a message. This was a message to the world. We can put nuclear warheads on these and you can't stop them. We didn't. We used our hypersonic warheads. And it was devastating enough, and we took out all of these military targets. You couldn't do anything about it. We've been warning you about it, and with these long-range attacks inside of Russia, we've been warning you, and here it is. You guys can't stop this. You want to F around and find out some more? Because you know where this is headed right now. You know where this is headed. Here was President Putin just a short time ago delivering a message to the world, really, not just Russia. This has been translated all over the world now, warning the West. Here is what you can expect from us. Watch.
Такому оружию на сегодняшний день не существует. Ракеты атакуют цели со скоростью 10 махов. Это 2,5-3 километра в секунду. Современные, имеющиеся в мире системы противовоздушной обороны и создаваемые американцами системы противоракетной обороны в Европе подобные ракеты не перехватывают. Это исключено. Подчеркну еще раз, что не Россия, а именно США разрушили систему международной безопасности. И продолжая бороться, цепляться за свою гегемонию, толкают весь мир к глобальному конфликту.
I mean, just let this sink in for a second.
Well, you'd have to be a meathead to be like, yeah, I want that. I hear you and I raise you this. Like, who wants that? Who's not afraid of that?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying to think. And by the way, you know, 3,000 miles, the range on these, 1,000 miles up to 3,000 miles, hit all of these European targets, and they can't do anything to stop it. This comes like just hours after the United Kingdom allowed these Storm Shadow missiles to be fired into Russia. This is a clear message to the United Kingdom. This is a clear message to Germany. All of your European allies, all of those European allies, even Portugal that supplied a tank, one tank, like from the 1970s, Spain, all of you guys, France, like you want to keep effing around, you're going to find out. Now, Zelensky got on his cell phone and recorded a quick message in response to this, you know, saying they're still trying to gather the information about these advanced weapons that Russia fired into their territory. But he basically said they're treating Ukraine as a proving ground for these advanced weapons. Yeah, how astute of you.
Сьогодні була нова російська ракета. Всі характеристики – швидкість, висота міжконтинентальної балістичної. Зараз тривають експертизи. Очевидно, що Путін використовує Україну як полігон.
Yeah. So it is a proving ground, right? So we know that NATO is using Ukraine as a proxy, therefore it is a proving ground.
So if you were a real leader, sir, you would say, I need to protect my people and abandon my allies in the West and go to peace talks so that none of us die. That's what a real leader would do. That's what a real man would do.
I mean, did you see overnight, Zelensky basically admitted that, hey, you know, all of our talk about trying to get Crimea back by force, it's not going to happen. We're not going to be able to get it back by force.
Way to wake up.
Hello.
Okay.
Go ahead, David.
Well, and you're listening to a country that is nowhere near you and ignoring your neighbor. Russia is their neighbor. That's like, that would be like us ignoring something with Mexico and Mexico having some deal with Russia. It's like, you're our neighbor. We need to have a good relationship.
No, that's like knowing your neighbor has a meth lab, a very unsafe meth lab, and being like, cool. My kids probably can sleep well at night.
Now, all of this, of course, you know, go back to 2014, right? And so when anyone in our chat room who's not familiar with this war doesn't understand the history of it, of course, this all started in 2014, arguably before that, but really in 2014 when the United States fomented a coup backed by the CIA inside of Ukraine. And, of course, then started attacking ethnic Russians in the contested region of the Donbass, Donetsk, all of that area, right? Those people did not want a United States-backed government in Kiev. And they called upon the help of the Russian Federation. Well, they were being genocided then for years, about 9 years, and Putin had had enough. They had a peace agreement on the table that was, of course, scuttled. It was scuttled by the United States and Boris Johnson in the UK, which are the ones driving this entire process right now to launch these long-range missiles into Russia.
I don't think it's accurate to say Putin had had enough. The mayors in those regions petitioned Russia, and this went to parliament. So it was not Putin's personal decision. It was Russian government that voted to save the people that were their ethnic, that were ethnic Russians in those cities. So when we give this to Putin personally, we're handing that narrative to the American government that likes to frame him as somebody
true.
Who acts on like his whims.
Like he's an autocrat.
Right.
That's true. That's true. But ultimately, with the Russian parliament, it was a decision to finally move into that area to protect those ethnic Russians.
Right. At least right. Russians get a vote on the wars that they go to. We
imagine
don't.
That. So, but remember, we had this missile treaty in place that was scuttled by the United States. So Putin this morning said, well, the United States made a huge mistake in abandoning this missile treaty. And now you're seeing the results of the power and the advanced technology that you cannot stop. Watch.
And we believe it is a mistake on the part of the United States to destroy the system that was established by the missile treaty in 2019. We see that the United States and their allies are now considering and has successfully attested their capabilities to deploy advanced missile systems in different parts of the world. And their exercises routinely include the use of such weapons. Russia has unilaterally refused to deploy intermediate and small range missiles until we see similar weapons deployed by the United States in a region of the world. The use of the novel system, which was essentially an operational test, was carried out in response to the decisions made by the United States and their allies.
So this new novel system, he admits it was a test. And he then says it went off flawlessly. And as you can see here again, this was the launch of it. Nothing even came close to stopping these hypersonic attacks in Ukraine using these advanced weapon systems, traveling at the speed and the distance that they did.
Now, the New York Times today has some unnamed officials saying that some inside the Biden administration are considering returning Ukraine's nuclear weapons that were taken after the fall of the Soviet Union. So you recall we had an agreement with Ukraine to remove their nuclear weapons in exchange for protection. That's why we've been arming them to kill their own people for over a decade. Now we're like, well, we could give it back to them. They could hit Russia. Russia could nuke them. They could just collectively nuke each other, and then we could stay out of it. That is not what Russia's new nuclear treaty allows for. Russia says that anyone who arms someone who hits us will be considered a target as well. So they're really playing with fire, not just fire, but fireworks, nuclear fireworks.
As Chris Ballantyne in our chat says, wrong. It started when NATO and the United States broke the Minsk Accords. Absolutely. So 2014, you have this coup. The United States and NATO back off of the Minsk Accords, which were all a joke to begin with, right?
Bill Clinton, I believe, was quoted saying the United States never was meant to adhere to that, or was it John McCain?
No, well, you're thinking of in Germany. Why can't I think of Angela Merkel? Yes, I didn't get much sleep last night. My dog had me up at 4 in the morning for crying out loud. Anyway, Angela Merkel, who jokingly said, you know, we never meant to adhere to the Minsk Accords at all. So they were toying with the Russian Federation the entire time. They never meant to have peace because they're liars. That's exactly how this unfolded. And David, go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off there.
Well, no, you're fine. It also, when you look at those missiles hitting, it doesn't look like there's a huge spread either. So it's like it's so precise on what it's hitting that it's like hitting directly in its target. It doesn't look like it's dispersing much outside of that.
No. And that's been the analysis from weapons inspectors that I've spoken to, and also separate military analysis, that the precision of these missiles was dead on. That there's no other way to describe it. Incredibly precise damage in here. Of course, again, as Putin said, this is a response to Ukraine firing now British Storm Shadow missiles into Russia and United States missiles into Russia. Ukraine fired at least 10 British-provided Storm Shadow missiles into Russia's Kursk region, and according to the Wall Street Journal and several other media outlets last night, Ukraine has used these same Storm Shadow missiles, which have a range of 155 miles, in strikes on attacking Crimea as well. And they've authorized this use of these Storm Shadow strikes in Russian territory after President Biden gave them the green light for Ukraine to use the ATACMS. So Storm Shadows and ATACMS, you can use them all. This is in direct violation of what President Biden said when he was Senator Biden. Here he was on Chris Matthews' Hardball saying that this is an impeachable offense to get us into a war like this. It's unbelievable. Watch.
But I want to ask you about something you've been involved with. You said that if the President of the United States had launched an attack on Iran without congressional approval, that would have been an impeachable offense. Do you want to review
Absolutely.
That comment you made? Well, how do you stand on that now?
Yes, I want to stand by that comment I made. The reason I made the comment was as a warning. The reason I don't say those things lightly, Chris. You've known me for a long time. I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee for 17 years, or its ranking member. I teach separation of powers and constitutional law. This is something I know. So I got together and brought a group of constitutional scholars together to write a piece that I'm going to deliver to the whole United States Senate, pointing out the president has no constitutional authority. to take this nation to war against a country of 70 million people unless we're attacked or unless there is proof that we are about to be attacked. And if he does, I would move to impeach him. The House obviously has to do that, but I would lead an effort to impeach him. The reason for my doing that, I don't say it lightly. I say it because they should understand that what they were threatening, what they were saying, what was adding up to be, what looked like to the rest of the world what we were about to do, would be the most disastrous thing that could be done at this moment in our history that I can think of.
Thank you, President Biden. It's like going into a time capsule.
I don't think
capsule.
He remembers that.
Can you imagine? Like, he's literally calling for the impeachment of himself. He's laying the groundwork for, as Thomas Massie said, like the impeachment of himself here in this sort of time capsule video. By the way, we had Congressman Keith Self on the show earlier this week who brought articles of impeachment to the House. And so there is a movement right now under the 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office because of this. And the world is waking up right now, at least the mainstream media is waking up, that yes, we are in World War III. Even Putin himself today said because of the UK's involvement in this is now a global war. This is not just in Ukraine. This is now a global war against NATO, the UK, the United States. So call it whatever you want. Here's The Hill, now going to blame Trump for it. World War III is now Trump's to lose.
So stupid.
Can you imagine?
I can't even bend over backwards to understand that logic.
And that, they're not the only one. I mean, there's multiple news reports today now calling it World War III. And now the U.S. response here is the U.S. military is prepared for nuclear strikes.
But yours to lose implies that you would win it. So, like, we could win it if Biden stayed in office.
Right.
But Trump will lose it. I don't think there's any serious military analyst that I've ever seen that shows that we could win a war against Russia.
No.
Or China.
No.
So that's so fucking stupid.
That would be like being at an airport, seeing Mike Tyson there, me taking a swing at him, and then looking at my daughter and going, all right, he's all yours.
Yeah. You know, like,
right. Go get him, Adelaide. Go get him. Yeah. Go get Mike Tyson.
Okay.
All right. We've got more news
that
to get to.
That is unserious journalism and dangerous. And I hope they get a yeast infection for that. Okay. Yes, we do have more news to get to. That's terrifying news. Everybody take a collective breath and we'll move on. Matt Gaetz resigned from his appointment as attorney general. He says because of the controversy surrounding his appointment. Here was his ex post about it, saying he'd had a bunch of meetings. While the momentum was strong, it's clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump Vance transition. And there's no time to waste. He says Trump's DOJ has to be ready on day one. So he respectfully withdraws his appointment. Here's what President Trump said about it on Truth Social. He says, I really appreciate the recent efforts of Matt Gaetz in seeking the approval of Attorney General. He was doing well, but at the same time, he didn't want to be a distraction. So he says he's got wonderful things ahead of him. Who knows what Matt Gaetz has ahead of him? We will see. This came after the House Ethics Committee on Wednesday voted not to release their own report on Matt Gaetz. And several committee members say, well, it's just not done yet. Some told Politico, yes, it is done. We want to vote on it again in December. Now it won't matter because he's not a congressional appointee. He's not a cabinet appointee or a congressional member. Now, the report details allegations that Gaetz had sex with a 17-year-old girl and that he paid for sex with underage girls. The Department of Justice, though, investigated this for 3 years and they declined to prosecute. They cited a lack of credible evidence because one of their primary sources was Joel Greenberg, who was himself actually convicted of child sex trafficking. And Greenberg had a reputation of actually accusing other men of this very thing. In fact, falsely, he accused a political opponent who was a high school music teacher of pedophilia, and that turned out to be false. He even wrote fake letters to the school proving that this guy had done this when he never did. Now, Greenberg had offered to testify against Gaetz to reduce his own sentence, but obviously the DOJ knew that that's a faulty witness if this guy has done it. Not only has this guy done that before, this guy has, you'll excuse this expression, done that same girl. So it's the same 17-year-old girl that was in question having sex with Matt Gaetz, who we know actually did have a sexual relationship with Greenberg. There's also evidence that she lied about her age, presenting herself as an 18-year-old. So What we do know is faulty. Now, of course, it's possible that the House Ethics Committee found things that the DOJ did not. I wouldn't put that at very likely, but it's definitely possible. If they found something that the DOJ didn't, and they did a report on taxpayer dollars, we should know about it. Absolutely, we should, right? It's in our best interest to know about all investigations about congressional representatives, not just Matt Gaetz. But then now, who will be Trump's AG pick now that Matt Gaetz has removed himself? Now, Clayton predicted here on the show that he thought Matt Gaetz would fall on the sword in order to push forward Trump's other cabinet
picks. Yes, I did.
Picks. That happened. Would you like to victory lap? Go ahead and run around the set.
I don't want to do a victory lap, but I will. I did say that I think he would fall on the sword here on purpose. There was a plan in place. You'll recall President Trump standing up there on stage, pointing to Matt Gaetz, saying we've got a little secret and people are going to learn about it after the election and there's more to play here. I don't believe that was about his nomination. I think it was about something deeper. And now let's play this out a little bit. Number one, personally, I don't think that this has more to do with any sort of House investigative report. I think this comes right down to Senator John Thune, who is now, of course, the majority leader in the Senate. He is not a Trump fan. He's certainly not a Matt Gaetz fan. This also involves Lisa Murkowski in the Senate, and it also involves Susan Collins of Maine. So was he going to get a Senate confirmation? There were not the senators that were supposed to be rallying around Trump's picks. You already see, I think, Senator John Thune sort of torpedoing this. The other piece of this that I think could be at play here is Marco Rubio is now no longer a senator in Florida. Matt Gaetz, Senator Gaetz now, could he take over Marco Rubio's spot in Florida in the United States Senate? This could all be playing out exactly the way that they planned it.
Right.
Another thing to point out here, too, is, I mean, I'll just throw this out here for all transparency purposes. Matt Gaetz also is the only member of Trump's cabinet choices so far that has not received APEC funding. The only one. Even Tulsi Gabbard has received money from the Israel lobby. So I think that this was probably doomed from the beginning.
Okay.
And I mean, that's just my personal kind of feeling on this. I don't think that he was ever going to be in here. I think this maybe was being used a certain way, but we'll see.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about what comes next after this post on X from Nicole Shanahan. You recall she was RFK Jr.'s running mate. She says, "I've always promised to be an honest broker of my political dealings and transparent with the public. There are two potential appointments that could be coming down the pike that would be a disaster for the people, our health, and the integrity of the administration. I'm working very hard behind the scenes to make sure they don't come to fruition. As I've said, if you smell spoiled ingredients being added to the pot, you need to catch it before it ruins the whole batch. Use your voice. It matters." Now, I have no idea what she would mean by worst case scenario. To my mind, worst case Attorney General would be Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom.
Not going to happen.
Let's see, any one of the Pritzkers. Mitt Romney, I wouldn't be thrilled about. But I don't think she means any of those people. I think she means some kind of swamp insider that has weaseled their way close to President Trump and Vance. That's what I think. But online, some people are rooting for Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, Ashley Moody, the Florida Attorney General. So I also like Louisiana AG Liz Murrell. I'd be okay with that. What are you going to say, David?
Well, I was going to say, based on her comment, it sounds almost like she's talking about somebody that has access to the health side of things, like the FDA side of things, more so than Attorney General, unless it's a direct response
possibly
to Matt Gaetz.
No, it's definitely not, because it's potential appointments she's talking about, potential political appointments in the cabinet.
And she said would be bad for the health of America. So that makes me think that it's somebody, you know, in the FDA realm.
She's saying the health of the... She says that for the people in the health integrity of the, I think she's talking about the health of the administration.
Right. We can't interpret right now. It could be interpreted so many different ways. We literally don't know. I'm already pissed off enough about Marco Rubio, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, also remember, I think this is a good point too. Matt Gaetz resigned his seat from the 118th Congress. Nick Sorter pointed this out. It's a great point that he was just reelected, though, to serve in the 119th Congress. So people are like, "Oh, but he just resigned. He can't get his job back." Well, it doesn't matter because the 118th Congress is ending. He was reelected for the 119th Congress, so he could easily just walk back in and be like, hey, guys, hey, bitches, I'm back, right?
Ooh, Carpet King and Flooring says Jim Jordan for AG. I do like that.
Ooh, that's a good choice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay, I'm giving some energy.
But I think, you know, that's also
that.
One of those things. If you take Jim Jordan out of the House of Representatives, you take a real major strength inside the House and you put him in his cabinet. So you kind of worry about some of that those chess moves right now. Anyway.
Right.
What a week. Holy smokes. Here's more news. Remember how liberals said all these, Venezuelan gangs are just like propaganda to get you scared? You're a racist, right? They called you a racist for that. Mm-hmm. It's just propaganda by Trump voters. It's not really Venezuelan gangs, taking over apartment complexes in Texas and Tennessee and Aurora, Colorado. Well, last night, an assistant to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, yes, Alvin Bragg, once again in the headlines, but this time it's his assistant, was allegedly robbed and assaulted by Brandon Somoza, a Venezuelan illegal immigrant who was linked to the Tren de Aragua gang. Watch this.
A smiling Brandon Somoza being led out of the Midtown South precinct on West 35th Street this morning. Police say at about 2 a.m. Sunday, he robbed a 38-year-old woman in the hallway of her Hell's Kitchen apartment building. He allegedly grabbed her purse, cell phone, and bank cards and also performed a lewd act. The victim is a Manhattan assistant DA. She was not injured. Police traced her stolen cell phone to a hotel on West 45th Street, which led them to believe the suspect is a migrant, and they were able to track him down. Somoza was arrested just last night. Police say he was using drugs on the street and had stolen items with him. Police believe he is part of Tren de Aragua. That's the Venezuelan gang that has preyed on people in Times Square and Central Park.
Now, Democrats, of course, voted for that. So there you go, New York City. That's what you get when you allow a flood of illegal immigrants to come in and you put them up in, provide them money and also provide them hotels, which is also what was provided to this guy. So on taxpayer dollars, he's brought here. You foot the bill for him to be inside of your city in the hotels and provide food and services to
him.
Don't
DAs carry guns? I mean, Jennifer Lopez did when she played one in that movie. So.
I mean, are you allowed to in New York City? I mean,
I don't know.
Talk about a zone that you're not even. I don't know.
I'm just curious. It's just, forgive the ignorant question, but.
I don't know if DAs do, but certainly New York, the NYPD does, but I don't know about DAs. Anyway, Somoza entered the United States illegally back in 2023. He's been arrested multiple times. So good, catch and release. Just release this guy back in. He's been arrested multiple times. And for similar crimes, by the way. So this isn't like a pattern with this guy. He was residing in the Row New York City Hotel, which is funded by taxpayer dollars. Now, you'll recall when the mainstream media was basically making fun of anyone who called attention to Tren de Aragua, especially J.D. Vance, who brought it up about Aurora, Colorado. And if you'll recall this great moment when Martha Raddatz couldn't handle it, she just thought, oh, my God, you're making too much of this, J.D. Watch.
But I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Okay, let's just end that with they did not invade or take over the city, as Donald Trump said. I want to move on to
just a few
women.
Apartment complexes. No big deal.
A few apartment complexes that the mayor did not seem was invading the entire city.
Okay, so where I was going with this, the DA and the gun. You know, Kamala Harris said she knows how to shoot a gun because she has a background in law enforcement.
Oh yeah,
because she was the district attorney of So she said she had a gun. You would think, okay, all DAs are packing then?
Yeah, apparently.
According to her. So, okay. All right. Well, Comcast announced that it will spin off its cable networks right after what should have been a ratings boom, a presidential election. Now Comcast says that MSNBC and CNBC are steaming hot turds that they want to get out of their house. So they're spinning off not only those two news networks, but also E, Sci-Fi, Golf Channel, Oxygen, and USA Network. Does that mean dump them? Well, yeah. Sort of it does. NBC Universal will no longer be the parent company of these networks, and they'll be on their own under a new network called SpinCo. You would think, given the fact that we see that they have an obvious bias, which we call spin, which is usually a bad thing in the news, that they would not use that word. Isn't that weird nomenclature? Oh. Anybody?
Well, it's because We're Lying to You Incorporated was already taken, so they had to go
through this. Exactly. Bullshitters Incorporated, exactly. They literally have spun themselves into a ratings abyss. Take a look at this from just this week. Ratings from, according to Adweek, that MSNBC's primetime average was down 57% from this time last year. And in the demo, which we call the group between 25 and 54, this is the group that advertisers want the most, they've lost 82% of their audience. 82%! That is crazy. They're only getting 45,000 people in their daytime. It's bleeding. Like, the people they were talking to last year are poof. They're gone. They just don't trust them anymore. How do you sell your network to advertisers when they can see for themselves that 87% of their audience is gone? So it's no wonder that Comcast doesn't want them. Comcast will keep the broadcast network, NBC and NBC News, and also the streaming network Peacock and Bravo. Now, reportedly, MSNBC stars are freaking out over this because it removes their access to NBC News reporting and money. It pushes them lower on the pecking order of old world media. They also worried about whether the network will need to change its name or its logos because it relies heavily on the Peacock and the NBC. So MSNBC would just be MS
spin
or BS
spin zone.
Yeah, CNBC is just C because they can't use
spin,
these anymore.
Spin news.
Exactly.
Spin news.
News you can't trust.
Yeah. MS spin or whatever. We're workshopping this. Like
The news we were told to bring to you.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that. And so, you know, their boss, Mark Lazarus, says he doesn't even know if they can use NBC branding anymore. It's just amazing to see that they've just been kind of like stripped naked in public because, yeah, nobody wants them anymore. Now, here's CNBC reporting on this. Now, this is them reporting on themselves, and they're trying to give this a positive spin, if you will.
Yeah, Andrew, I think that's really the key piece here. One of my sources very close to the situation said, this isn't the end, this is the beginning, indicating here that in spinning off these cable networks, what Comcast is doing with this NewCo or this SpinCo is they're putting it in a situation where it could make meaningful acquisitions of other channels. I'm told by sources that we should expect there to be a lot of conversations about Warner Brothers Discovery maybe looking to sell off some of its assets, the idea that some of those channels would fit well with this SpinCo. And then after that, maybe look at Starz, which is separating out from Lionsgate. That could be paired in here, AMC networks as well.
So there, yay, Andrew, we're excited about it. We're going to be okay. This is them reporting on themselves. We're going to be looped in with Starz. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily like a lot of gravitas. You know, people are like, oh, this is the news. That's also, they play, doesn't Starz play naked movies in the middle of the night?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
I thought that was Cinemax.
Cinemax. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
Because I've heard it referred to as Skinamax.
Yeah. I've heard that too. No, I don't know. I don't know what Starz. I know that sometimes there's like a show or a movie that's like only on Starz, like when we open up like the Apple TV, we're like, and it's like, oh, you have to subscribe to Starz. I'm like, I'm not subscribing $10 a month for Starz.
Maybe it's fantastic. I don't know. But it's definitely not like being linked with, you know, some reputable media company if you're
like
a news
redacted.
Yes. Okay. Now Bill O'Reilly was on News Nation recently and he says that this means that MSNBC is vapor. Here's how he explains it. It's kind of fun to watch what he has to say. So let's let him say it.
Comcast said, you two, we're going to have to try to mend some cliche fences, and you two are going to go in there, and you're going to try to tamp it down. Because Comcast knew the next day they were going to announce that MSNBC is vapor. That is a huge media story.
Why is it vapor? Just because they're spinning it off and putting them in the... They're spinning off a bunch of brands.
There's no spinoff.
There is. It's a spinoff company.
There's no spinoff. That see you buy the propaganda, Cuomo.
Oh, okay.
See what I mean about
I'm
smart
just saying
people?
What's being reported.
All right.
But what do you know?
Yeah, I know. But why would you believe what's being reported? You want the real story? Here
yes,
it comes.
Please.
So they're uncoupling their word Comcast, MSNBC from NBC News. That means MSNBC has no resources at all. None. They're not going to be able to pay these people millions of dollars, Rachel Maddow, whatever she's making. NBC News is saying, we don't want you around. Why? Because NBC News's numbers, Lester Holt and the Today Show, are catastrophe because half the country equates NBC News with MSNBC, and they won't watch. So NBC is desperately trying to save the mothership of information, and they have to throw MSNBC overboard. They're not putting anything into MSNBC. They want to sell it. So where's Georgie Soros now? Georgie's buying radio stations. You can get MSNBC for nothing. They'll give it to you. They don't want any more of this. Why? Because it's hateful. Not because it's so far left. The whole NBC Comcast hierarchy is far left. But it's hateful. They hate Trump. They hate people who vote for Trump. Everybody knows that. And you know what's next? The View. ABC News is going to have to cut ties with The View. And you saw that today or yesterday when Sonny Hostin had to read a legal statement in the middle of a segment. The lawyers got in her, get Whoopi Goldberg's ear, and it said, we're bringing a statement in on a teleprompter. She reads it. So it is over for these far left networks. Done, never coming back. Dracula's stake in the heart. Who benefits? News Nation may, but CNN, which is on the ropes too, will probably get some MSNBC viewers.
Wow.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'm certainly not going to accuse him of not making sense.
He's not wrong.
It's not. Yeah. You don't disagree with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, he knows the business. He knows what's going on. He knows these people really well.
I'm going to say I enjoyed that. I worked for CNBC and MSNBC, and they're really great people who work there. And I don't want to see any harm come to them. I enjoyed that, though, because they let us all down by not reporting the pandemic, not accurately reporting the war in Ukraine, by allowing Rachel Maddow to sell us the Steele dossier and Russiagate without properly reporting that either. They let us down. They lost the ability to manipulate us emotionally.
By also torpedoing Bernie Sanders purposely and methodically keeping Bernie Sanders off the air so that he couldn't compete with Hillary Clinton. You know, they were totally in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and we had a whistleblower from MSNBC reveal that. So they deserve to die. MSNBC deserves
to
be
buried. They're not doing the journalism. I mean, it's not necessarily Schadenfreude where I'm like, hey, you effers, you know, now you die a miserable death, because those are good people with families that work there. But for whatever reason, they refuse to do the job and they let us all down. So that's why I am enjoying that. I would love to see the View implode for the exact same reason, because just today they were sitting, this went viral where they're like, well, we research and other people don't. And I'm like, really? Where's the apology over COVID then? Okay, if you research so badly, because the clinical trials, okay, I'm not going to go off on COVID, but anyhow, yeah. So it's fun for us to watch.
I just hope that Rachel Maddow starts like Maddow Plus or something, because I don't know that I can deal with her not being on the air anymore. You know, like I don't know where I'm going to get my information.
Well, how would we know cancel what government Netflix propaganda is without her?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I would love to see that, because they're in this like cloistered environment, and you saw that with people when they launched CNN Plus because they thought they were so good, and then within like a month and a half, CNN Plus collapsed, and people like Don Lemon, they launched their own like their own version of that, and that collapses. So I would love Rachel Maddow to launch her own thing and watch that collapse, because then we would really see in the broad daylight how many people are actually watching her or give a rat's ass about Rachel Maddow. It would be amazing. All right, we've got more news to get to here on your Thursday, if you can believe that. Poland is in Putin's crosshairs right now. You know, they just rolled out a brand new military base in a brand new NATO military base in Poland, and Moscow today says that Poland is in their crosshairs. They are next, I guess, with this missile barrage, so they better watch out. We're going to talk about that, but first...
First, we want to tell you about our show sponsor, which is Halo. Halo is a great place for public or Catholic prayer and Hallow, as in Hallow be thy name. So, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and it can be easy to be swept up in the consumerism, stressed about travel, getting gifts, worried about finishing strong at work. But before you know it, the season is come and gone. This year can be different with Hallow's upcoming prayer challenge for Advent. Hallow is the number one prayer and meditation app, and it's the season leading up to Christmas, so they are bringing you an incredible way to grow closer to God. You'll be able to pray every day with this Advent simply by following along. So think of it as a challenge to help you not survive the holidays, but actually enjoy them. Connect with the reason why you're doing what you're doing for your family, for your spirituality, for yourself. There's so much there that you don't want to miss. So you can download Hallow for 3 months for free by going to hallow.com/redacted. They are the number one app for Christian prayer and meditation. No matter what form of Christianity or spirituality you use, it's always a good idea to explore how you can bring more source energy to your life, how you can connect more with your own self, your spiritual goals. It's hard to be spiritual these days with so much politics and consumerism around us. So give it a try. Head on over to hallow.com/redacted.
Well, Poland is in Russia's crosshairs as we speak, thanks to the latest NATO provocations inside of Russia. According to Moscow, NATO's bases in Poland are now priority number one, priority targets to be destroyed, including that shiny brand new NATO base that just opened in Poland. They haven't even taken the plastic off the seats yet, and that could be destroyed. So is Warsaw prepared this morning? Let's ask Dr. Mike Krupa, PhD, author, and commentator from Warsaw, Poland. Good evening. Good evening, doctor. Good to see you, my friend.
Hello, Clayton. Good to see you.
You guys woke up with crosshairs on Poland once again, it seems, thanks to the United States, the UK, and NATO's provocations of Russia. How is this sitting right now with the Polish people? What is the sentiment there?
Well, unfortunately, I think the discussion right now in Poland in terms of any strategic danger that might come from the East basically concentrates on the fact that Biden, you know, gave the green light to shoot the attackers deep inside Russia, and not so much in the direct danger that is, you know, founded in that new base in the Rzeszowa up there on the coast in Poland, which is an anti-ballistic missile base, ostensibly originally planned during the George W. Bush administration as being directed at Iran. Obviously, nobody ever believed in that, because ever since the idea came up, everybody in Poland understood that this base would be directed against Russia. Nobody in Poland really cares about Iran because we have no quarrel with Iran. But we're certainly driving into a quarrel with Russia, which is a quarrel that is absolutely not needed and which only heightens the strategic danger in which the Republic of Poland might find itself in the near future. So to answer your question, the latest hysteria, which in a way is positive because I think finally the idea that a war with Russia might be very destructive to Poland is finally reaching the mass Polish audience, but it's not reaching the mass Polish audience because of the direct and close base that has been just opened in Rzeszowa, but because of events further away in Washington, i.e. the green light for Ukraine to launch the attackums and obviously the potential Russian response to that.
We also had overnight the Estonian foreign minister who says that if Trump brokers a peace deal with Russia, then NATO basically needs to give them the middle finger. NATO needs to put boots on the ground inside of Ukraine. So is Poland ready to, as part of NATO, ready to put boots on the ground in Ukraine in a large capacity if Trump brokers a peace deal? I mean, it's absolute madness to me. But of course, Russia's taking it very seriously.
Judging by what the current foreign minister of Poland and privately the husband of Anna Applebaum of the Atlantic magazine, Radek Sikorski said in a pranked phone call with the Russian pranksters Vovan and Lexus, nobody in Poland is looking to put boots on the ground and looking for an escalation. Now, in that conversation, Sikorski said that if the front was collapsing, if the Ukrainians were taking a beating, I'm guessing, you know, crossing the Dnieper River and running away to the west, he hinted that there might be consideration of putting at least a no-fly zone into Ukraine. But nobody in Poland currently is seriously contemplating, at least that I know of, is seriously contemplating boots on the ground. I don't think, despite the many negative opinions I hold about the current regime, that they're that suicidal, like they're, as many call them, the Baltic Chihuahuas, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, of, you know, doing a lot of talking, but no action, because those countries literally don't have any significant militaries. They're more of a police force, if anything. But Poland, which does have a fairly significant military, we can discuss if the capabilities are there. But, you know, we have a military that could go, that potentially could go. But I don't think, thankfully, at this point, anybody is contemplating that, especially in light of what has been said recently by Radek Sikorski, once again, that actually, as a matter of fact, he wants to get along with President Donald Trump. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll see if his wife allows him to.
You know, the RAND Corporation's threat assessment ladder, threat escalation ladder, we've shown it quite extensive. We've shown it a ton here on Redacted. We'll put it up here on the screen if we can. Of course, it starts with diplomatic pressure. It escalates all the way up to nuclear war. I don't think I've ever seen it get this high. And in fact, a lot of people who have obviously were alive during the Cuban Missile Crisis say where we are right now is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. Are the Polish people, you know, I think in America, the reason I ask this, I feel like there's a detachment. You know, everyone's getting ready for Christmas. There's sort of a detachment from it. And people can sort of compartmentalize things because we've never had a nuclear war. We've never had intercontinental ballistic missiles fired at us. But I think we're right there. I think we are. And are the Polish people aware of how dire the situation is?
Unfortunately, not to the extent that they should be, even with the whole green lighting of the ATACMS, you know, missiles being fired into Russia and the negative effects that that could entail. Unfortunately, and I'm actually pretty happy that Annie Jacobson's book, I think it's 78 or 72 minutes, has been translated into Polish about what would happen in a nuclear war and how quickly most of mankind would cease to exist. So that's a good thing that this has been actually, you know, it appeared on the Polish book market recently. But because we haven't had the experience, I mean, during the Cold War, we were a frontline country, but it was only after the Cold War did we find out, thanks to the files that were released by the CIA about, you know, a certain code name, Jack Strong, Pukovnik Kuklinski, who smuggled secret Soviet documents of what would happen during a nuclear war. If that were to take place on the territory of Poland, we've never actually been threatened with anything that could come close to a nuclear cataclysmic event. But I think Poles should really start thinking about that, especially in light of what the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zakharova said, that this base would be targeted, and not necessarily with conventional weapons like the ones we saw probably this morning with the RS-26, most likely Rubez missile that hit Dnipropetrovsk in Ukraine. People were saying it's an ICBM. I tend to go with Scott Ritter's analysis, who says this is most likely an RS-26 with conventional warheads that just smashed everything that came into contact with them. So even if Russia weren't to go to the nuclear level, I mean, having a couple of those babies fall into Poland, I think would scare the living crap out of at least 30% of our population, which would immediately escape west. So we shouldn't be playing with fire, and I think we should definitely stop thinking that Vladimir Putin is bluffing.
Absolutely. I'll get you out of here on this, Doctor, which is we haven't talked since the election of Donald Trump in the United States. The Polish media, I'm sure, is responding one way, but in your conversations with the Polish people, where are their heads at with the presidency of Donald Trump in the White House back in Washington, D.C.?
I think a lot of people don't really understand the potential significance that Donald Trump could have for Poland, because I think there's three schools of thinking on Donald Trump in Poland. I'm in the minority. The first school of thinking is that, you know, Trump is going to come back, peace through strength. He's going to up the ante with Russia. We're going to have a Reagan-esque Cold War return, that Biden was weak, and we're going to support Ukraine even more. That's obviously falling apart. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is not planning on that, despite what our local mini neocon wannabes tend to think in Warsaw. The second school is obviously, you know, Trump's going to kill all the women. Oh my God, we're going to delegalize abortion, LGBT in Poland, and so forth. We're going to become, you know, this fascist dictatorship under the tutelage of the, you know, Washington Caesar. You know, that's the Kamala Harris camp in Poland. Not too many of them, but they're there, mostly in the big cities. And I'm in the minority because I claim that Poland, and I actually did a short video about this just after the election. You can find it on my old channel on Votum TV, where I say that there can be an opening in Polish-Russian relations thanks to the pressure that Trump might apply in moving towards a Russian-American detente. A Russian-American detente will serve the interests of the entire Eastern European region, as Viktor Orban likes to point out. The less tension we have in Eastern Europe, the better for Eastern Europe. So anything that brings Russia and the United States to the table and ends the war in Ukraine is good for Poland. How we play that out later, how we take the diplomatic track, if we even consider taking the diplomatic track as a sovereign country, which we claim to be, that's a whole different story. But the entire pressure that will come from Washington and the impending effects of a Russian American, even mini detente, I think will do wonders for Poland. And most importantly, will keep war away from our borders.
Well, let me just speak directly to the Polish people. I know a lot of people in Poland watch our show. The neocons in Poland better be scared, because Trump is not with you on this. There is not going to be a Cold War against Russia going back to the 1980s under Reagan. That's not going to happen. Donald Trump has no appetite for that. And I can tell you, as someone who speaks to people close to him, that's not going to happen. So I'm with you in the latter category. It might upset a lot of the neocons who are looking to make a lot of money off of this in the military-industrial complex and who want war. I really strongly believe that that's not going to happen. So I'm with you in this.
Hallelujah.
Topic. I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Business, relationships, developing business relationships again, getting back to peace and reinvesting in the United States, I think, is a huge piece of this. And you know, look, the United States is up against a massive amount of neocons in Washington, D.C., who I'm hoping will be thrown out and will be standing in the breadline looking for work very, very soon. So that's my
hope. Well, Clayton,
just
to say one last thing at the end there, when I found out that Tulsi Gabbard is going to be giving the president the presidential daily intelligence briefing, I was very, very happy. Possibly the only person in Poland who understood the implications of that. So Tulsi, if you're hearing this, good job, and hope to see you soon in the Oval Office in some press room telling the president all the things that need to be told without the neocon John Bolton filter.
Yes, and the Mike Pompeo filters as well. So,
amen.
Yes, we're absolutely thrilled that Tulsi Gabbard is going to be heading up the DNI. Dr. Mike Krupa, thank you for your insight and analysis from Poland tonight. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Clayton.
Thanks, Mike. Always great to see you. All right, we've got more news to get to here on your Thursday. We're going to look at this massive migrant caravan. Yes, illegal immigrants coming up from Mexico as we speak overnight. Thousands of them heading for the U.S. southern border, coming up from Mexico. Well, they're trying to get here before President Trump becomes president of the United States. J.J. Carroll is going to join us to talk about that. Plus, he just got back from the House of Representatives, where he was asked to testify in front of the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. So we'll find out how that went as well. But first, you know, right now you're seeing the Trump effect. I don't know if you saw Bitcoin almost hitting $100,000 today.
Yes.
Can you freaking believe it? I mean,
yes.
You're seeing this right now. It's crazy. Bitcoin gold, silver. You're going to see reinvestment inside the United States. Companies right now getting ready for whatever these Trump tariffs will look like, preparing for that. And that's why you're seeing a call to end the Federal Reserve, a return to a gold standard in the United States of America. Natalie and I are huge advocates of investing in silver, investing in gold, making sure you have precious metals as part of your portfolio. The other night at dinner, we were talking with our kids, and you said, you know, kids, you can right now, what cost $31 to buy something back not too long ago.
In 1913.
Well, I guess, yeah, about 100 years ago, cost $1.
Yeah.
The same item.
Right.
$1 now costs $31. That's because...
The same items that's right. in. Like, you could buy maybe a fast food for two people for $1 back in 1913.
So we were devaluing the U.S. dollar. Yeah.
In my time, I used to go to, it was called Burger Chef in Indiana, and it was literally 25 cents for a hamburger in my lifetime.
It's crazy. Remember the dollar menu? I mean, you know, Bill Clinton came out yesterday and slammed Democrats. He said, you know, Democrats better pay attention. You better start talking about the economy. People are not fooled. People are suffering right now, and the devaluing of the U.S. dollar is happening before our eyes. Anyway, you need to invest in gold. You need to invest in precious metals and make it part of your savings strategy. Our friends over at Lear Capital can help you do this. Just get on the phone with them. They're an American company. They're patriots. When you call their 800 number, you're going to speak to an American. Say, hey, the friends over at Redacted sent me. I want to learn about what I can do with gold. And just they're an education company. They will educate you about owning precious metals, okay? Whether you want to own it and keep it in your own gun safe at home, or you want to have it stored off-site in an off-site facility, totally up to you. Call their 800 number right now and speak with them. 1-800-613-3557 is the place to go. And ask them for their free silver guide as well, because we have a shortage of silver around the world. And that's why I think silver is the play here in a lot of ways, because as Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital likes to say, silver is like the undervalued asset class, because it's both a commodity and a currency. So go to LearRedacted.com right now, or call their 800 number, 1-800-613-3557, for your free silver shortage report. Again, or go to LearRedacted.com. Well, overnight, a massive new caravan of 1,500 illegal migrants heading to the U.S. southern border, all ahead of President Trump assuming office on January 20th. They're trying to get here. Of course, we're hearing stories about people self-deporting, but also then we're seeing thousands of people arriving at the U.S. southern border. So it's hard to wrap your head around all of this. That's why the House of Representatives this week held a hearing on the U.S. southern border, and they invited our next guest, 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Protection, J.J. Carroll, to Capitol Hill to testify in front of Congress to help make sense of all of it. And JJ joins us now. JJ, I'm sure this hearing went amazing. I'm sure you educated all of the House of Representatives about this. And I'm sure right now they're about to seal our southern border. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Clayton. They were so on top of it. When I left after 2 hours, I felt so confident that our elected leaders were going to take care of it. Absolutely.
Of course, I'm being entirely facetious, and I know, unfortunately, how terrible these hearings go. It's like a dog and pony show. So, I mean, they invited you to Capitol Hill to do what? And what was, you know, what were you able to present to them? And were they open to your suggestions and testimony?
Well, this was about the open border policies of Joe Biden and Harris and Mayorkas administration. And more specifically, it was about the DHS or HHS losing over 320,000 unaccompanied alien children, from minors, meaning babies, to 17 years old. We didn't talk about anything. I gave my opening statement for 5 minutes, and then they proceeded to tell me that I'm a racist like Donald Trump, and then a congresswoman from, I don't even know where she's from her name's Congresswoman Ramirez, actually lied about me for 5 minutes straight, and called me names and made disparaging comments about my character. Then she said, I'm unqualified to speak about the border. And I just sitting there like, is anybody going to stand up and talk for me? And then she says, which made me more mad than anything, because they played the race card. And she says, look what we found in your Twitter account. And I'm like, okay, I have nothing to hide in my Twitter. I'm completely open. She pulls out a picture, not from my Twitter account, Clayton, some random picture about January 6th with the noose hanging out. around in the picture. So you know what that assimilate that means to a white man with a noose, that I'm a racist, that I believe in slavery, and that I want to hang black men in the Deep South. And I'm sitting there going, that I can't speak because they have it me blocked, but I'm looking, I'm going, that's not my ex account. She's disparaging me. And then if you know about anything about the congressional hearings, once their time's up, Clayton, they go, well, okay, my time's up. And then I'm looking around like, well, hold on a second. If someone just slandered me for 5 minutes, do I even get it to retort that? Nope, just sit there and take it, JJ. And then this is what's even more shocking to me, Clayton, because it's not about me, and I knew that they were going to say bad things about me. This is about losing 320,000 children. I know that it's 500,000, and they're being raped and murdered right now. And I told them, I said, right now, the statistical probability that thousands of children are being raped right now as we speak in this chamber is 100%. And you know what they do? Well, I would be in the middle of saying something. They go, well, time's up. Okay, hold on. We're not talking about fracking or monetary policy. We're talking about children that we've brought in that are being raped and murdered. And you want to do timeouts, times out, and then finally, okay, hit the gavel, we're done. Nothing's been accomplished. We're talking about human lives here, that America is allowed to be destroyed, and we don't care. The callousness, the apathy, the ignorance, the gross stupidity of our government, and on top of that, the absolute arrogance of these leaders it's astounding, Clayton. I left completely frustrated, angry, resentful to them, and I may never go back. Never. It's a kabuki theater, and it's all for show.
And it almost feels like satanic, like these people that are running this show. I mean, I couldn't imagine being a member of Congress sitting there, and I have someone of your stature, your experience, in front of me telling me what's happening to children across the United States, and then she has her agenda, this Ramirez, to impugn you and to demean your character and to call you a racist, essentially, and ignoring the death and the raping of these children is horrendous. To me, it's demonic. It's almost really, in many ways, satanic. And I really feel like I hope we wake up in this country and kick these people out immediately.
You know what? But the Republicans are just as bad. The Republicans have no idea what's going on. There's no sense of urgency. I mean, okay, look, I'm one Congressman, Ivy from Maryland. He starts his open statements by pulling out, cherry picking things that I said in a podcast like 3 years ago, I guess. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, who cares about that? Can we talk about the children being lost? And then he says to me and to the panel, well, I look at this testimony and I see that you're saying that the children's organs are being harvested. And he goes just like this. Wow. I've never heard of that before. Where's that actually happening? Like mocking us. And I'm like, are you even in the realm of reality? You're so stupid. And then on top of that, you pile on arrogance, which is a deadly combination. And I'm just look around like, am I crazy? Did I just end up in the Twilight Zone or an insane asylum? And I'm the guy that's the odd man out. And everyone's just kind of nodding like, yeah, what about the organ harvesting? Is that real? And I'm just like, oh my God, where do we start here? We've murdered 60 million babies in the womb. Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, it's not even contested. It's this, that's what it is. You're mutilating kids' genitals. DHS, your own DHS and IGs come out and said you've lost all the children, Clayton, all of them. And you're sitting here arguing with me that, well, I haven't seen the organ harvesting. Of course you haven't. Just like you haven't seen the drug cartels, they don't go open and go, hey, Clayton, I'm over here. I just want you to know that I'm smuggling fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine over the border. Just want you to know so you can take videos of me. Okay, yeah, I'm ripping open a child's body. I'm ripping out all their organs. I just want you to film it. Can you put on 60 Minutes, please, so everybody's aware that we're doing this?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be on the nightly news. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. This is all being done in the darkest recesses of America right now.
Yes, but they want, you need to show me proof. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I said, I wanted to say, look at my documentary. I interview all the people that are in this business, and they tell you. And they're like, I even said one time, well, in my documentary, I show, no, that's all right. I don't need to hear it. And I'm like, okay. Oh, my God, I can't believe I wasted a day of my life coming to speak to you morons.
Yeah, because they don't want it on the congressional record. Because once you say, you know, here, watch my documentary, let's enter it into the record. Then yep. It's on. Then it's in the congressional record. They don't want that. They don't want to see this proof. They want to keep it hidden, and they want to keep it going. It's, you know, exactly what's happening. And, of course, the rush. And, I mean, at least heartening is that you've got, a guy like Tom Homan mm-hmm. coming in as head of, you know, border czar, who's not going to, you know, you've watched his congressional testimony.
Yes.
He doesn't stand for these people at all. And so I'm excited. At least there's some silver linings here. About what's, you know, I think, you know, what's about to happen here. And I hope so. I mean, overnight, though, JJ, we see this, you know, 1,500 person strong caravan coming up through Tapachula, Mexico, right mm-hmm. now on their way to the U.S. southern border. What's going to happen to these 1,500 people? Are they just going to walk right in?
Yes, they're going to walk right in. And I had a guy that works in CBP actually pick me up and take me to the airport the next day. He's a friend of mine. And I said, what are you doing now? And he tells me what he's doing. So you have contractors, 30, 40, 50 contractors that this gentleman's over. And all they do is sit there all day and they take all the people that we paroled in that never got a court date. And they are frantically giving all these people court dates so they can be processed as quick as they can so they can stay in America. So as you see what's happening in Ukraine, where President Biden is escalating World War III, they're doing the same thing here in our home. They are processing these people as quick as they can under fraudulent asylum claims to get them into court and get them processed as quick as they can. So there's millions upon millions that Donald Trump is going to have to figure a way to get them out. But there is a silver lining, and that is Tom Homan and President Trump. But their task is so overwhelming, because they are going to be fighting the government. Our government is corrupt to the core. Just because Donald Trump won and has great picks, and I applaud him, I'm telling you that the layers of corruption are so deep, so entrenched, that it's going to take an incredible amount of effort to get us back to normal.
Right. When you have this massive cover-up operation of child sex trafficking, child organ harvesting, all of these things, the corruption runs incredibly deep. So I hope he's able to peel these onions back. But I'm so disheartened to hear about your testimony. You think, oh, we're going to be able to shine a light on this in front of Congress, the House of Representatives of the United States government. I'm going to Capitol Hill, this shining beacon of light. And it ends up being this kabuki theater. It's so disheartening.
You know what, Clayton? Makes it even worse is when you sit there and the people are elevated, physically elevated above you on a dais, right? So they're talking down at you. And they're so grossly incompetent. And they are so stupid. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just pointing out a fact. They're stupid. I'm listening to them speak. Some of them can't even speak in correct grammar. They have no idea. They stumble upon themselves. They have no idea what they're even talking about. And all of a sudden, we end up in January 6th in racism. And I'm like, hold on a second. Children are being raped right now. Can I repeat that one more time? Children are being raped under the color of our flag, and we are doing nothing. Nothing. And they're like, no, adjourned. Time's up. And I'm just like, oh, my God. If I ever allow myself to be in this position again, I'm going to punish myself because it's all my fault.
Yeah, they've got to go to a lunch with lobbyists, so they got to get out of there as quickly as they can. JJ Carroll, well, thank you for keeping up the good fight despite these morons in Washington. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I think we're breaking through. At least I hope we are, and in some small way. JJ, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Clayton, as always.
Thanks, JJ. Yeah, do you guys think we're breaking through here? I mean, are we making some progress in all of this? I mean, you know, we're so worried right now about the border clampdown, the xenophobia, that Trump's about to do this mass deportation, and all of these celebrities are running for the hills to get out of America right now because they're so worried about the racism and the xenophobia of these illegal immigrants in the country.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think that people who voted for the Kamala Harris ticket realize that they would have had an extension of the border policies that we have right now. And just today, Homeland Security or Health HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra testified that he of all these terrible stories, like, you know, there were, for instance, Representative Tom Tiffany said, do you know these stories of girls getting dropped off at strip clubs by ICE? Do you know these stories about people posing as aunts and then taking these girls to houses with men and they had nobody there, not even their own bedroom, just a house full of young men and nobody there was related? And he's like, oh, I just don't know. I don't know those stories. I read the report. But so these things were not memorable enough for him to remember. This is happening so much. So I'm just so curious if people who voted Democratic are so cool with this to have been happening, to be happening, and that's what they voted to continue to happen.
And you hear JJ's testimony. I mean, these people were not interested in the truth at all. They just wanted to criticize JJ Carroll for an old, you know, 4-year-old Twitter post. I mean, how asinine. So I'm sorry, children are literally being trafficked, and you're more concerned about an old X post that I made from 4 years ago? Wake up. Go ahead, Philip.
It wasn't even his account.
Right.
And they've done that before. Who was that? Because we've seen that before where they like go after somebody. And they're like, what about this? What about this thing you said? And it's like, that's not my account. That's, you got the wrong person. And they're like, oh, we don't care.
Right. Yeah.
But you agree with this? We realize that you are not the same John Smith as this X account, but do you agree with this John Smith's X account post?
Oh, I think it was Matt Taibbi that happened to in Congress.
Oh,
he was
right.
Like, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And he goes, but you like it, right?
It's like, no, it was a criticism about Hillary Clinton or something
like that. Something like that,
yeah. And he's like, I didn't post that. That's not my Twitter account. They're like, but you agree with this post, right? I mean, you could see the wheels turning, like someone's getting fired and that's
staff. But you would have said that, right?
Hey, we're going to take your super chats here in a moment and your Rumble rants, and you guys are amazing, and so thank you guys. We're going to get to those in a second. But first, every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure, full stop. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data, your passwords, bank logins, credit card details, all of it. Every day I use ExpressVPN. I wouldn't be able to do this show without it, because not only are we accessing sensitive information and having to go through different servers around the world to get access to different news sites that we can't otherwise because of censorship, but otherwise, if we're out of public Wi-Fi and we have to do some banking or we're traveling or whatever, we have to transfer something in our bank account or something, you have to use ExpressVPN. You've got to use a VPN to protect your private data. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. It's super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. That's how strong it is. It's easy to fire up. We have it running on our phones, our tablets, and our laptops. Fire up the app, click on one button, and you are protected. Every time we go to public Wi-Fi, we use it, and we use it on all of our devices here at home. Right now, take advantage of ExpressVPN's Black Friday Cyber Monday offer to get the absolute best VPN deal you'll find all year. Use my special link, expressvpn.com/redacted news. It's right there on the screen. expressvpn.com/redacted news. Get an extra 4 months with the 12-month plan or 6 extra months with the 24-month plan totally free. That's expressvpn.com/redacted news to get an extra 4 or even 6 months of ExpressVPN for free. All right.
Well, we're going to take your super chats. Clayton is on carpool this week, so he's going to say happy Thanksgiving and duck out, and you'll be able to talk to me, David, and Philip. So do you have any Thanksgiving wishes for our viewers before you go?
I do. I'm touched by all of our audience. I mean, you guys are amazing. Thank you guys for really supporting independent media. And again, when I look at like MSNBC's numbers or CNN's numbers, I'm so thrilled that we kind of blow them out of the water. And it's all thanks to you guys and thanks to the support. I also want to thank you because we had Tim McAdams on the show. Was it late last week we had Tim on the show? I believe. Of course, he was an Airbus pilot. He was an Airbus pilot who was forced to take the COVID vaccine. And now, of course, it's ruined his life as a result of it. His wife had to leave her job in order to take care of him. He ended up with multiple strokes. He had to relearn how to walk. It was absolutely terrible. And we did a whole GoFundMe campaign here at Redacted. You can still find it. I have it pinned on my Twitter account. But many, many hundreds of you contributed and were able to raise an enormous amount of money for Tim, for his family, and to help him in this cause, to pay for his medical bills and everything that he had to go through because of this. So I just want to say thank you, because it was really amazing and I was just so heartened by it. And Tim and his wife want to say thank you to the redacted audience. We're about halfway to the goal that I had set there. So if you want to contribute, you know, a few bucks or whatever to help help him out and help him on his road to recovery, you can go to my Twitter account, which is just Clayton Morris. And I have it pinned right there on the top. So thank you. I just want to say thank you. You guys are amazing, and I love our audience.
Yes.
All right, too. You guys can do Rumble Rants and Super Chats. I got to duck out of here.
All right.
I got to go pick up my 8-year-old.
Later, man.
He's got to get an elementary school pickup line.
All right.
Which is
super
fun.
Long.
It's fun. All right. You might notice that we alternate. So that's why if the show runs long, some weeks Natalie will run out and the other week this is Clayton's week. So, okay. Rumble Rants. We're ready. Ready for you.
All right.
Clicking my notes.
From Meta Thoughts and Engineering. As an engineer, I can confirm these missiles were indeed traveling at Mach duck, which I don't know what the
what duck
is for, but
mean?
It's a little duck
because
emoji.
Because he said Mach 10 is
yeah.
10 a duck?
I
okay,
don't know.
Thank you for that.
In this person's mind, I guess so. Billy Clay, breaking. Kamala just made a statement about the recent events. It reads, I grew up in a middle-class family.
Cool. Gotcha. We're going to miss that.
Yeah. Pat and Mar, so much corruption in the U.S. politics. When will Americans take their country back?
Yeah, I wonder if this is part of that or not.
G. Okay, Fontes, maybe The Onion will buy the abandoned MSNBC. They've earned this honor, and I'm sure they couldn't be more proud.
Right. There, you guys heard some of the rumblings that Elon Musk would buy MSNBC. That would just help them get rid of the rest of those 57% viewers that mm-hmm. they did not keep. They wouldn't stick around for that. And we heard, I had someone on X say, you guys could take it because we're a married couple as well. I don't want to, but that was a nice sentiment.
Gloria JWJW, I have to hope Elon Musk buys MSNBC and gives it to Alex Jones to run.
Boy, that would be something, right?
Wouldn't it?
Amazing. Yeah.
American Cowboy, report of two ambulances full of Secret Service agents leaving Mar-a-Lago just hit.
Yes, and I saw that come across the wires, and it turns out that was to do with J.D. Vance's Secret Service detail. I don't know why he needs ambulances, but it seems to have been classified as not an emergency. So we'll see. Thank you for that.
G. Fontes, I offer Comcast $100,000 for all rights to MSNBC as long as it provides for Rachel Maddow and non-compete contracts, assuming they got it for $30 million year salary.
Yeah. So you wanna be Rachel Maddow's boss and make sure she can't
well,
go
basically,
somewhere else.
Yeah, then fire her and she can't go anywhere else because of the non-compete.
Well, Tucker Carlson had one of those and he contested it with Fox and he's still doing just fine. I wonder, you know, I don't have any insider information about what happened to that, but I think he believed that that was not, you know, his First Amendment right. So maybe those right. are going out the door. I don't know anything about it, but.
And maybe the stipulation is because he's independent. He's not working for another company per se.
Right, or he's speaking his own opinion. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think that you know, Rachel Maddow will continue to work. She gets a lot of government speaking deals, and so she'll still have those. There'll still be people who want to hear it.
Nadoff, if only all the Brits would stop paying a license fee to the BBC, it would stop being a government mouthpiece too. Sony, it's only $2, but in a British prisoner... And it's grim here. Not sure what that means.
Well, I think we can agree the BBC is the worst. They're the
yes.
worst.
G. Fontes, at least one of these people will be in very one of the towns we live in here in U.S. and Canada within a year. Okay, so
okay.
the rest are
Thank
YouTube
you.
Super Chats, so I'll start putting them on the screen for you.
Okay.
Go back to page 3. Okay, here we go.
Okay, $2 from Melchizedek. Advice to younger self. Me, if I were to give myself advice, or younger you? No, I don't think I have really very much advice. But thank you for asking. I try not to give advice, except read.
I mean, I know my younger self wouldn't listen to me anyway, so screw that guy.
Exactly. Okay, $10 from Stoops the Cat. Oh, here's one advice I would have said. Don't let Clayton go through his vegetarian phase. Didn't last very long, but I didn't like that. Okay, $10 from Stoops the Cat. Projectile attack calculations assume a flat, non-rotating Earth. Okay, I get what you're saying about the nuclear weapons. I'm not an engineer, so I don't know. From New Zealand, I'm Jeffrey. To those thinking Putin is bluffing, the proverbial shit, you don't have to spell that out, I'm going to say it, is about to hit the fan. Our ideas of exceptionalism need to be rethought immediately. Thank you, Jeffrey. Absolutely, yes. I'm with you. £10 from Bullseye. Clayton, is there any evidence of North Korean soldiers in Ukraine? I can't find any on the bull on the net, unlike the British, Americans, and NATO pushing to nuclear war. Well, this is something they've been saying for a long time. Lloyd Austin said, yes, we've seen evidence of this. Zelensky said that too, but North Korea, the representative at the United Nations, said this is just too stupid to even respond to. It's obviously not the case. Russia has said that's not the case. We have not seen proof of that, other than just them saying so in the press. So if you, I'm open to seeing it if that's the case. I don't know what interest, and also I don't think Russia needs help in Ukraine. They seem to be doing just fine. So thank you for asking that question. We'll continue to look for proof of that. We have not seen it. $4.99 from PNN Proletariat News Network. Talk about Jackson Hinkle's new party, the ACP. I'm not sure what that is. We'll look into it,
it's
though.
It's the American Communist Party. He started the American Communist Party. Yeah.
Is he a communist?
I guess so. I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll look into it. Yeah. I'm not a communist. $5 from Daniel Stracer. And where is the Biden administration? Biden's in the Amazon. Harris on vacation in Hawaii. I guess, you know, this is the proverbial senioritis. They're like, I'm out. I don't need to do much now. Oh, the world's descending into war. That's supposed to be my job to not let that happen. I'm out, though. It seems like that. From Claudia Schindelholz, the restraint Putin shows is remarkable, all the while NATO keeps poking the bear. Russia's not the enemy, it's the deep state. We are agreed there. We are agreed. And something that I was thinking recently is that Putin still has to answer to his people. So while he's deflecting these attacks inside Russia, if a major one hits, he will have to respond. The Russian people will demand it. So we are only as safe as the Russians are safe at this point. So you have to hope that the attacks by Ukraine inside of Russia fail so that it doesn't fall back on the rest of us. So it's a terrifying time. Thank you for that. 1999 from News and Preps. ICBM launches triggering early warning and no one gets an EBS or EAS. We'll be vaporized with no warning. Someone has to stop this. Heads they win, tails we lose. Trump won. I don't know what EBS or EAS is. Do you, David or Philip?
I do not.
Okay. Well,
no.
But thank you for that. Yes, but I agree. Someone has to stop this. Okay. $2 from Bobby O. What's the show's name before Redacted? We were called Morning Invest before that because we started as news investment channel and then we sort of moved into geopolitics. So I got a partner. Go ahead and sit down, buddy. You can. While Clayton's gone, Clayton Jr. is going to sit in with us. Hey, buddy. Hey, can you put on daddy's headphones?
This is actually taking
them. Yeah.
Why would he take him?
I don't know. Okay, he won't be able to hear you, David.
Grim says EAS is the emergency and alert system.
Oh, okay. Go back to that then. So he said without a test of the emergency alert system, you can't. I'm sorry.
Going back.
I'm sorry.
We only move forward around here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, you needed to hear what they're saying, but you can hear what I'm saying. Okay, this is my son, Miles. He's going to help us read Super Chats because we have quite a few more. And so I needed a surrogate. How was school today?
It was good.
Good? Okay. All right, $4.99 from Robert Knight. Per nuclear treaty, Russia notified the U.S. 30 minutes prior to the launch. This time, that wasn't in the reporting I saw. So thank you for that. $4.99 from Mike B. A lot of downplaying and joking about this historical action on X. I find this to be very disturbing. Why are people not concerned? You're right. It's absolutely not funny. And it's not just a like, oh, hope we live. But maybe you're not following the more serious accounts on X, or the algorithm thinks it's funny, which would be even worse. $5 from Melchizedek. Are y'all on the Sam Harris, Jordan Peterson, Tucker Carlson end of the religious spectrum? I don't actually know what Jordan Peterson's religion is, and I don't know what Sam Harrison is. So if you're asking about my religion, I don't think I'm aligned with those people.
I thought Sam Harris was an atheist, and Jordan Peterson is kind of a middle-of-the-road Christian, but he's, yeah. But I always thought Sam Harris was an atheist. Like,
I've heard of Jordan Peterson being described religiously. Like, somebody was talking about it where it's like he has so many takes on the Bible and religion that are his own that he almost has his own religion.
Oh, okay.
It's like he just sort of like has his own interpretations.
Okay. I like all spirituality. I like everything. So I mean, I honor all spirituality. So
I like your hat, David.
Thank you.
What's David's hat?
I will not comply.
I will not comply. You can get that on the redacted store. That's right. Yep. How would that go over wearing it to high school?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to wear your politics like that?
Just put a thing on the back that says does not comply with, does not.
I had a hat that said.
He can't hear you.
Make America great again.
Oh, really? One of your friends had a MAGA hat on election day?
Yeah.
And how'd that go over in the hallway?
Well, I don't know. He was wearing it around, and he said some people gave him weird looks, and some people, like, high-fived him and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But I would say have to put a disclaimer on the shirt if he wore it that says, does not apply to schoolwork.
Oh, okay. He says you need a... He can't hear you, because I don't know where Clinton's headphones are.
I probably interrupted him.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Next Super Chat says... the globalists are calling the shots. Biden can barely stay awake. If they kick off World War III before January, they're cooked. So they're going to take everyone down with us. That's right. And was there one I missed before that? There was some, it said like the F word. I sort of looked away that I didn't read.
I don't think so. No, because you'd think that's the one we read.
I thought I saw some F words blacked out. Okay. $5 from Anthony Mack after death, 801%. Seems like Biden's trying to sabotage the incoming administration by allowing this ridiculous use of these weapons to strike inside of Russia. Right, which would then backfire because Biden's family would be killed too. Like, that's not the flex you think it is. Thank you for that.
So Stacy Starr's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, in there? Oh, yeah. Stacy, love the show. Happy birthday. Can we get a shout out? It's my birthday.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's not a joke one. Miles, don't look at this chat.
Yeah, sometimes people put, like Seymour Butts type names to get me to read it.
Oh.
That kind of thing. So you have to really look at the name.
Yeah.
This one looks okay. Sean Sullivan.
Okay.
Be fair and mention that the USA, UK, and Russia provided security guarantees to Ukraine for Ukraine to give up its nukes. Yes, I think we did mention that when we mentioned the New York Times reporting that now the United States is like, well, you can have those back. Okay. But yes, it was part of the treaty that Ukraine de-arm itself. Thank you for that. £10 from Jamila Ass. Do you think that's a... Do you think, I'm sorry if that's, if, okay, I'm just being careful because sometimes I read dirty names and I don't know. We know how much hate warmonger Trump. They're already losing war, but they want to blame Trump. I never blame Joe Biden because you don't know him yourself. So not coming Q. Okay, thank you for that. $5 from Ryan Sargent. I can't post my praise to the president. No profanity or for threads, just praise. YouTube censoring much. Okay, which president would you like to praise? I can't surmise from that. You can praise anybody you want on this channel. We don't censor that, but YouTube might have. $5 from Rod RR, all gun law. Oh, okay.
Facebook
okay,
threads. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. All gun laws are unconstitutional. Defend yourself from deportation back to Europe. So this was to do with the DA who was mugged in New York City. And I asked if she had a gun. And he says, well, she could have had a gun. All he says, gun laws are unconstitutional. Sailing Prepper, Dark Secrets, hello. It's not mandatory for day carry. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. Miles is here too. In case you guys use any.
For day carrying the weapon or something.
Okay. Possibly.
I like the profile picture though.
Yeah, I like that too. But so if there's any like young slang, you can translate it for me if it's Riz or whatever.
Don't say that, please.
Okay. I won't. $10 from Viv B. Crazy story. Snowstorm last night. Furnace quit working. The cause? A squirrel had dropped walnut into vent, eventually got into the furnace motor and got it safely shut up. That is a crazy story. Squirrel in your vent. Yikes. Remember when a squirrel got into our house?
Yeah, it was like right by my bathroom.
Yeah, we had to trap it with the peanut butter. That's how we got it into that trap. Yep.
And they just left it there for a while. Like it was just up there in a cage.
Right. Well, we couldn't get it out. And so... Yeah. There was also another story when I had trapped a skunk in our garden with one of those traps, and then I wanted to release it because I was trying to trap the groundhog that was eating my tomatoes. Yeah. And so I was like, well, I have to release this skunk. So I looked it up on YouTube how to do it. And you put a blanket over it and then open the trap, because if it sees you coming, it will spray. And so I went to put a blanket over it, and Clayton was way at the other side of the yard, and he screamed to scare me.
We were watching, me and my sister were watching from up.
I was so mad. I'm still mad at him, like 8 years later, because I screamed. I almost got sprayed by a skunk. It's not funny. So he's a dipshit, right? We agree that was not funny. It wasn't funny.
It was pretty funny.
It was not funny. Okay.
I was watching from up on the top, and I just saw you scream and run away.
Wouldn't you scream?
No.
You tried
scaring me yesterday, and I didn't scream.
Oh, yeah, I did that when you walked into the house from school. Okay, $10 from Aaron. Migrant weaponization and propaganda is being used by the CIA as a tactic to destabilize countries. We've taught the global elites around the world how to work against us using our own blueprint. And indeed, that does seem to be happening. Although this week, Sweden, one of their politicians have said, we're going to crack down on immigration. A little too late, Sweden, after they have imploded all of their social resources. But... there are at least adults in the room in Sweden. Thank you for that. $2 from Rod RR. Undocumented 20 million using their Second Amendment. Great. Okay. $5 Canadian dollars from CE. Perhaps Poland should remember who saved them from Nazi Germany during World War II. I assume you mean Russia, right?
Yeah.
Poland do?
What did Poland do? Oh, Poland is, you have to rewind the show. They're trying to stand with NATO. Yeah, but
how long does that, honestly, how long does that, like, social credit last? Like, can we do whatever the hell we want to, like, can we just, like, decide to bomb France, and if they complain about it, be like, hey, who saved your ass in World War II? We saved you in World War II.
Right, exactly. Well, that does seem to be what we're doing. We're still skating on the winds of World War II, even though every war since, no one agrees is a good idea, I would say. So that's a good point. $9.99 from Laura DeWolf. Redacted is my favorite news source. I love y'all. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. $20 from Stoops the Cat. What's a cat got to do to get a little flat earth around here? I see you. Again, I've bookmarked these resources, and you know, a girl can only go down so many conspiracies at one time. So, but I and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't know anything about it. I'm here for everything. I just have not.
I'm curious if he's going to go on the final experiment.
What is the final experiment?
It's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. From Rod RR, 20 million undocumented. Come and take my guns. Gotcha. Thank you. From Misty Dawn, this terrifies me. I have grandbabies. I want to see them grow up in a beautiful world. She's talking about the threat of nuclear world. Yeah, me too. Me too. Hopefully there are adults in the room. Thank you for that. Is that it? Oh, $3 from Reese Cup. I don't know what those things mean.
I don't know.
Miles?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think those are, I think those might be stocks or
at least I don't think.
Stock symbols or something like.
Stock symbols,
when we were
perhaps?
Talking about finance.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you for that. £10 from Dormant Activists. Ask ChatGPT how do we create world peace. It says, oh, please. Empathy and understanding, education, dialogue, and collaboration. Equity and justice, personal responsibility. Yeah, that's great. Okay. How do we create world peace? Okay. Or just all new leaders. How about that? $9.99 from Daniela Positive. Love you guys. You're my favorite news source. Keep up the great work. Positive. Thank you very much. Positive.
Yeah.
Like doggy. £10 from Annette. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And Aaron, I thought the U.S. Attorney General made it clear that you cannot enter the country illegally for any reason. For asylum seekers, they still have to come and apply for asylum. Absolutely.
Wonder
yes.
What that term was in my
asylum?
Yeah, asylum seeker.
Oh, Miles is in AP Human Geography, so he studied asylum seekers this year. That's right.
Associated Press?
AP, no, is advanced placement where you take a class that you get college credit for. AP classes. Oh, okay.
That's
he's
cool.
A little smarty pants.
Go right? Miles.
Yeah.
I took AP chemistry in high school.
You took AP chemistry? Did you pass the test? You yes. Don't have to tell me that. Okay. All right, good.
Did you study well for that?
Okay. And $10 from I Am Baby Girl Slaughter. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Best news podcast out there. I listen to you and Mike Adams. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for telling us that. And $1.99 from Mr. Wink. The mainstream media is done. Thank y'all. That's absolutely right. $5 from Jose Rivera from Jersey. You guys are great. Thank you so much. We used to live in Jersey, too. Is that it?
Nope. I just happened to sort through them.
Oh, okay. $9.99 from Michael Burke. Allie's Army. Allison Carter survives. Survivor of child trafficking. Look at Adriana English. Okay, thank you. Adria English is someone we need to look into. Okay, thank you. I don't know that story. I'll make a note of it. Thank you. $5 from Flip Polizzi. Natalie, I love JJ Carroll. I'm handicapped. Nobody knows the truth. All my friends are Dems and hate Trump, but I voted early for Trump. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And hopefully you can be what like one of those, they call it the, what do they call it? The silent majority is the people who voted for Trump but were too embarrassed to say so. And so those people
obviously
now.
Obviously, he's not too embarrassed to say so.
Right. So, but those people, you know, they're treated as hateful or what have you. And so now those people are outing themselves.
Who you want to vote for.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to do that without recrimination. Although some of the ads for the Democrats, like Will, who's the guy who's elf? Will Ferrell?
Ferrell.
Yeah. Ferrell.
He did a commercial saying, like, we'll know who you voted for afterward. Almost like a threat, you know? It's very unpatriotic to sort of pressure people into voting the way you want them to.
So I'm gonna take this Bobby. One from Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
What about yesterday's super chat? So Bobby, we have a system where we bring in your super chats during the show and then we sort them, but after the show it resets. So we have no way to go back and get those super chats. Unfortunately, I tried different methods to try to get them and I could only get 4 of them out of the 3 pages. So unfortunately, we weren't able to get back to him, so I apologize for that. But I'm looking into a different system that stores them so that we can maybe put them in a Google Doc or something. So just in case that ever happens again. So there's your answer.
Yeah, sorry about that. But thank you for asking. And from, oh, Miles, what about this username? You want to read that one?
I saw that on this script, Fatty yeah. McButterpants.
And what does he say? Go ahead, read it. Or she.
Yeah, I saw that on the... Yeah, it looks like... I look
well,
like
do you want to read the comment?
Oh my God, that young man looks exactly like his daddy.
We get that a lot. Thank you, Fatty McButterpants. It's my baby, though. He's right? Mommy's. Okay.
Right, but I look more like him.
Yeah, you do. $4.99 from Stacy Star 67. Love the show. Oh yes, we did. We happy birthday. You get two happy birthdays from Redacted. Thank you so much for letting us know. And hope you have a fantastic birthday. And $2 from Jody Barrett. Happy 15th birthday, Barrett Hunter Barrett. Happy 15th birthday indeed to that person. Thank you. $5.99 from Simone War. Let's pray for peace and all evil power being removed from this earth. We need to do this together for more spiritual power. Yes, we should collectively pray for peace. Thank you for that. That's a great suggestion. And £5 from Joe Public. Ukraine's nukes belong to the USSR. Now Russia, they had no access to fire them. Okay. And they certainly don't have the training. We've reported on that as well. So they're firing blind. And again, Aaron, sorry so much for posting. Love you. Love the show. Thanks for the work you do. You don't have to be sorry. No, we love your contribution. I'm talking a lot. You should talk a lot. That's only fair. And Canadian 279 from Crisby, best world news source ever. Thank you very much. Crisby.
All right. That'll wrap it up.
All right. Thank you so much for, I wonder what that was. Okay. Well, the natives are coming home. So I want to wish Miles a happy Thanksgiving. What are you looking forward to this Thanksgiving?
Skiing.
Okay. And?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he like green bean casserole?
Wait. I think turkey's a little dry. Mush that gravy.
Stop it with the turkey. He's really dreading eating turkey.
Am I not on his list? Like, I don't even. It's like he gets to meet me in person, and what skiing is better.
Did you know that Philip is coming over for Thanksgiving? Aren't you excited to meet Philip?
I think you said that.
Yeah. Are you excited to meet Philip?
Yeah.
His Miles plays video games with the Foster brothers and his dad, and so this will be the first IRL meeting. Yeah. Well, so that's pretty
cool.
Tell
him we're bringing our Helldivers outfits with us. So.
Oh, he says they're dressing as Helldivers. Like they're coming in costume. And David, so we've had this.
Helmet?
Do you have the helmet?
Everything.
Okay, he says all of it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding, but
how did you get it?
He's joking, but you should absolutely make one out of cardboard.
Yeah. He enlisted.
We should. That'll be our morning project. We'll come over and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his project for the next few days. And David is really trying to make us eat green bean casserole because he's from the Midwest and he really wants to bring that, and the rest of us really don't want to eat that.
I'm from literally the same house he grew up in, and I ban that. Hell no.
You're from the same womb. I mean, come on, the same womb.
Well, they're joking about the green bean casserole. Do you remember that? Because his Nana is from the same area. The green bean casserole? No?
No.
Okay. All right.
What is
blocked it out?
Yeah, he's blocked it. Okay. All right. Well, before we say goodbye to you, I want to tell you about our friends over at the Wellness Company before we sign off, because, you know, big changes are on the horizon, you guys. We have RFK Jr. taking over the government health industry. So get ready for a big shakeup. In fact, he even posted that the FDA's war on public health is about to end, calling out the suppression of treatments like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, other essential vitamins, vitamin D that we talked about during the pandemic, which we weren't supposed to say was something that could strengthen your immunity. Well, that timing couldn't be better to introduce you to the Wellness Company's emergency kit. They are the premier source for hard-to-get medications that could be life-saving. So be prepared for over 30 illnesses without stepping into urgent care. I'm talking again about a Z-Pak, amoxicillin, EpiPens. If you have these in your house, you're not reliant on the medical system to get them, going to an emergency care, getting a prescription. In fact, the guidebook outlines common treatments for things like strep throat, UTIs, bacterial infections, bite wounds. They even have one for kids. So no sickness is an inconvenience if you are ready. You can order right now by heading to twc.health/redacted. Use our code redacted to save up to $40 off plus free shipping. That's twc.health/redacted. Use our code REDACTED and get $40 off plus free shipping right now. It's only available for USA residents. And it, again, it's just great to have that in your house with some peace of mind. It also has instructions so you can't use it recklessly. We don't know, you know, what this world is going to be if our global economy shuts down. It's great to be prepared. So one more time, that's twc.health/redacted. All right, that's going to do it for us, you guys. And now we are off for the week, Thanksgiving, because the kids are off for the whole week. They get the whole week off. So that means we get the whole week off because we take off when they do. So
we home love stretch, your kids.
Right, buddy?
Yeah.
Home stretch. Would you like to wish our audience a happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
All right. Be safe. All right. We'll see you here a week from Monday, guys. And remember, we will have content on the channel. So make sure you're subscribed to whichever platform that you like best. And subscribe to the newsletter. Again, you can find that at redacted.inc. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.